Second, right?
That's right. We started a year ago with a pre-check lane at our D-Con course, which serves United and U.S. Airways and Delta, for instance. And then we opened one early this month at the C security checkpoint. And today we've opened the A security checkpoint.
And the A security checkpoint and the C checkpoint really deal with more of the Southwest passengers, the jet, the AirTran passengers. Is that correct?
Yes. And also American uses the C checkpoint as well.
So this will, it basically, is it all the lanes now that have, or all the concourses have this pre-check?
All except for the E concourse, which is our international concourse, and that should be coming shortly.
What does this mean for the traveler?
It makes it much easier. Basically, you go through the security checkpoint, you don't have to take off your shoes, don't have to take off your belt, don't have to take off your jacket, and you don't have to pull out your laptop. So it just makes it really smooth access to the gates.
Now, do I have to register in advance?
Yes, you do. Right now, you register with your airline. The airline will, in effect, invite you to be part of this, and then you, in effect, give them some more information, which TSA then has a background. But what they are doing is they're rolling out shortly a program where you can go directly to TSA and register with them. So just go to their website is probably the easiest thing to get all the details. The other thing in this community is military. If you're military, you can also use these lanes. So again, go to the TSA website, but there's this thing called a common access card for military personnel, and they can go right through the checkpoint as well.
And given your location, you have a lot of military who come through here.
Exactly. With Fort Meade and just the proximity to Washington, it's a huge benefit for our local customers.
Tell me how things look heading into the busiest travel week of the year here.
It actually starts this Friday, believe it or not, and we'll go to Tuesday after Thanksgiving. We're anticipating roughly about 750,000 people flying through BWI during that period, so very, very busy time.
Now, what anything new, aside from the pre-check lanes, anything new travelers may face this year?
Well, if you haven't been here in a while, actually the whole the C checkpoint is brand new, relatively new, last 6 months. We also have a secure connector between concourses A, B to C. We have a lot of new food vendors and retail vendors that we've opened up. So a number of things have changed if you haven't been here in about 6 months.
Let me ask you a question on something in the airline industry. The American Airlines-U.S. Airways merger was approved just in the last couple of weeks, Justice Department. How's that going to impact BWI?
Immediately, we don't see a major impact because the flights, the cities that they serve don't compete. So they serve different flights. We've got to look down the road how this all plays out. It's still pretty new to all of us right now.
Okay. Anything else you want the traveling public to know as we head into the one of the busiest travel times of the year?
The biggest thing is when you're coming to pick up your passenger, we suggest you go into the hourly garage. It's very inexpensive, roughly $2. Come in, meet the people, help them with their baggage, get off the roadway, because the roadway is very difficult at that time. The other thing that we do advise is if you are picking up someone, consider picking them up on the upper level, particularly if they don't have a lot of baggage. That way you can avoid some of the congestion on the lower level.
And one of the things I noticed compared to previous Thanksgivings, there's not a lot of construction here, if any, right?
There's quite a bit going on the airfield.
Okay.
But yes, you're right. We finished the BC Connector project. There's some work on the C concourse, if you use the C concourse. And we're getting ready to do our next expansion, which is to connect concourses D and E. And that'll be getting under construction soon.
When's that going to be completed?
That is late 15 and into 16.
Thank you very much, Mr.